You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The third largest retailer in the world is Kroger, the supermarket chain with many brands. It's hiring 10,000 people. 2,000 have already signed on. Many, Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen told me, from industries already hit by the downturn.
We're partnering with different hotels and restaurants and other chains trying to accelerate our hiring process, and we're having great luck bringing people on, and it's high talented people, and it's really helping us continue to meet the demands and expectations of our customers.
I'm just trying to understand why you would need more people. Just the surge in demand requires more hands on deck?
Yes. Yeah. The surge in demand. And, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is be able to let our people have some time off to be able to refresh. And by having more associates, that allows, you know, the existing ones to have a day off, be able to work some normal hours, because obviously today it's a high stress environment.
Yeah. And there has been controversy over sick leave at your stores. The company just started offering, what, 2 weeks pay for people who test positive for coronavirus or who might have to be quarantined? Is that how it works?
What we've put in is an emergency sick leave plan. And if somebody tests positive for COVID-19, they would be under sick leave. If they're under quarantine, then it's the 14 days. And our average hourly pay is over $15 an hour. If you look at benefits, it's over $20 an hour. So for us, our design, we look at it every single year, and it really is a reflection of what our associates tell us is important.
I mean, one of the challenges here, right, is that testing for coronavirus is still hard to come by. Do you worry your employees who feel like maybe they're getting sick but can't prove it with a test yet are going to come into work anyway?
I mean, we ask our associates, if you are feeling ill at all, please do not come to work. Do not take a chance. Reach out immediately to your medical provider.
Well, why not just offer a set number of days that you'll pay if people have to call in sick for any reason? I mean, lots of companies do that, even many nonprofits.
Well, as I said before, if you look at our overall benefit package, it really is a reflection of what people tell us is important. We have tremendous amounts of labor contracts across the country. Each contract is negotiated separately, and it really is a reflection of what the unions hear from their members in that negotiation process.
I mean, a suggestion would be to ask that question again, given the new context of coronavirus. Maybe the associates, your workers, might embrace paid sick leave, place a higher priority on it now.
Well, you know, it's something that it is always an ongoing discussion and conversation with our union partners. So, you know, that's something that will be part of the conversation on a daily basis as we go forward.
Rodney McMullen, CEO of the supermarket chain Kroger, which has many brands, including Fred Meyer, Harris Teeter, and Ralph's, to name just a few. Kroger is the third largest retail company in the world and the biggest supermarket chain in America. Mr. McMullen, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.